Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, indeed. We're fired up, and we've got Curtis Collier as my guest, and you know what we're talking about because here comes Leslie of Virginia to tell you if you don't. Hello, Leslie.
How are you, Rick? And thank you, Curtis, so very, very much. And what the gentleman before your car before me was, and I'm so glad he brought that up because
Joe
John Perkins.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Confessions of an Economic Hitman,
mm-hmm.
and he just released another book 2 weeks ago on this very same issue, and about the drug running and the IMF. And Ron Paul has been, I think he introduced a bill abolishing the IMF. There is no oversight of IMF. It is totally out of control. There is no congressional oversight whatsoever, just like the Pentagon for over $2 trillion. And the in fact, the comptroller the other day testified before the Senate, and he said that the Defense Department, it could be audited. I mean, this is a disgrace. And the nerve of these people saying that we expect some results from our Congress. You damn right we do. They can start with getting back to the basics, having some accountability of our agencies. That's the first thing, which they have failed to do, and they need to be held accountable because they have been getting by with this for years, sitting on these committees and doing absolutely nothing but feathering their own little nest. And, you know, you can look at the Council of Foreign Relations members who are part of Congress, and you will see a gross pattern of this behavior. Ignore, ignore, ignore. All they care about is themselves. Well, it's about time the American people stood up. Get on your hind legs, Americans, and demand that we have some accountability in our government. That's all we ask, some accountability. And what I mean by that is enforcing the laws that we have. It was a total disgrace the other day when the governor of New Mexico, Mr. Richardson, Bill Richardson, I believe is his first name.
Yes.
He criticized the American people, saying that having a fence was no way to treat a friend. I'd like to remind this so-called governor that when you have massive drug running coming into our country from Mexico, from Latin American countries.
Where's the friends at?
That's where I'd like to. I'll give you the list of friends with Mr. Bush's friends in Mexico with Carlisle. I'll answer your question. I'll tell you where the friends are.
Yeah, and by the way, Richardson, I'm sure, has no fences around his property.
Oh, I'm sure he don't have a single one. I bet the governor Manchin's not fenced. I bet there's no.
The Kennedys fence. Certainly don't. They will. They
sure.
Welcome everybody into.
Oh no, there's no fences around.
And then they rape them.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, that's
lock them in.
Still here. And he's been in the Senate for over 45 years. This is the problem. Those people have been here for decades and decades and decades. Yeah, I mean, just look at them.
They're a dynasty. They're a dynasty.
Well,
no question.
I mean, Ted Kennedy trying to give us what he gave us in 1965. I mean,
yeah.
Part of the problem that we have, and a large portion of the problem that we have today, was generated by Ted
mm-hmm.
Kennedy's bill
yeah.
in 1965.
No wonder.
And now this guy expects us to come right around and hand him the keys to the city again.
Yeah.
He needs to lay off the
bottle.
There's no end to their arrogance. Don't worry,
and
Leslie. We'll hold you over.
He was a major player in the so-called 1986 immigration bill.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
He has the nerve to tell us to trust him again? Is he out of his mind, drunken mind?
I mean, when he was on the Senate floor bantering today like a real nutcake, which he is, he was saying that we just cannot and we're not going to send back 12 million, as if there are 12 million, illegals. It ain't going to happen, and I'm not going to allow it to happen because we don't want it to happen. The other way around. Welcome.
I'd like to know who is we in his mind.
Yeah, the internationalist, globalist, super rich elite that can afford the economic meltdown. We'll be right back. Leslie, stay right where you are.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back with our caller and our guest, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding that alarm.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran.
Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now with Curtis Collier of USBorderWatch.com and also Leslie. Leslie, continue, please.
Thank you, Rick. Curtis, are you aware of the Border Patrol agent of Ramos and Compion that is being jailed as we speak, incarcerated?
Yes, I am. That matter of fact, this coming Saturday in San Antonio, Texas,
we'll be hosting a protest
in front of Johnny Sutton's office.
Mm-hmm.
We expect there to be more than 1,000 people there. And what is really unique about these people coming, more than 400 of these people will be present law enforcement officers who are standing up against a United States attorney because they feel that it is an unjust prosecution, and there is no doubt. And if it was just Ramos and Compion, we could say maybe the guy misinterpreted what's going on, but there's a number of these officers. You have, of course, Gilmore Hernandez.
Yep.
You have Greg Bergman that these things have happened to. You have a number of other officers. This is not an isolated incident.
That's correct.
An organized effort.
Johnny Sutton has a pattern of this behavior. I'd like to see him impeached. Congressman Ted Poe is doing a marvelous job on this very issue. And as you know, that drug runner that they had the confrontation with,
yes,
he is suing this country for $5 million.
Yes, ma'am, and not only, there's also more to that. You know, of course, they finally came out in court documents after months of us telling them that this guy was arrested the second time. They also have came out in court documents that that was true, but they also came out in those court documents that this individual was given basically a get-out-of-jail-free card, in which at times when he would come into this nation to basically interview with Johnny Sutton's people, there's no doubt in my mind this guy was still running dope into this
country. But worse than that, evidence was withheld from their trial.
Absolutely.
And they did not even give those Border Patrol agents a fair trial. Johnny Sutton must be impeached.
We're going to ask for his removal from office. We will ask it from his boss, which has one individual who has managed to keep himself very well insulated from the Border Patrol battle, and that is Roberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General of the United States. He has managed to keep
himself. That's another joke.
Well, it is. He needs to go, too. I thought we might get him back there before. On the
he can't
trip.
Remember anything. He goes before the Senate.
Well,
he suffers from a massive case of amnesia.
Well,
one
I'm
of
also
cases.
Concerned, Leslie, too, about the deteriorating health of some of the people who are in prison, the border people, like Ramos Copion.
He's lost 40 pounds, from my understanding.
Emaciation, yeah.
He has. He's in, as a matter of fact, we just had some people visit him last week.
Mm-hmm.
He is not doing very well health-wise.
Oh, my goodness.
Since the beating that he took back in February, he has a couple of herniated discs. He
mm-hmm.
is not in real good shape. He is now presently being stepped in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day, along with Copion. He is the same way. We believe that Gilmore Hernandez is the same way, even though we do believe he is now being transferred to another prison.
Meanwhile, Bush pardons convicted drug pushers and drug criminals.
All the time.
Well,
yep.
the
big question around here, Curtis, is with, according to Newsweek, Bush has a rating of 26%, and the confusion, the so-called Saturday, the Sunday night, the morning shows on Sunday, the big debate was, why is he continuing with this so-called immigration bill? As you know, it's nothing but a Senate amnesty bill.
Well, he has no choice but continue, because we've got to look at George Bush's overall plan. His overall plan is the North American Union. If he loses the immigration bill, he loses the North American Union he will be receiving
from doing this. Now, let's
mm-hmm.
look at that.
Yep.
Now, you've got a guy named Jerome Corsi,
mm-hmm.
and you can go to his WorldNet Daily.
His newest book, The Late Great USA. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to look at the money, because mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi promises transparency of the government, and she made these promises. Well, Nancy Pelosi needs to be taken to task, because what we have here is the appearance of conflicts with George Bush, and you can get this on Jerome Corsi, WorldNet Daily, May 23rd, 2006, what I'm about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the companies that are involved. See, the Carlyle Group, they put a team together, and they started investing in Mexico in January 2004. They invested with the largest that consisted of Louis Tellez. He was the executive vice president of DISC, which is one of Mexico's largest companies.
Mm-hmm.
There is a list of names here, but what gets really interesting is you've got the guy from Sachs, and in this, he, as you know, is the treasurer, is Mr. Paulson. Well, Carlyle has grouped up with them to do these other Carlyle investments in Mexico, and then you have the Mexican investments that will explain why President Bush is so reluctant to secure our border with Mexico, because if the value of these deals, and we are talking about billions and billions of dollars from Univision, you can get the list right there,
yeah.
Goldman Sachs, Capital Partners, down the list. And Cobalt International Energy, to give you an example, they're doing the oil and gas exploration in the mm-hmm. deep water Gulf of Mexico. Now, Bush 1 and Bush 2 have a substantial interest in Carlyle, and that is a private equity fund. And you've heard all the news about that and all
yeah.
the squawking. The point being, he's got a substantial interest in this in Mexico. It needs to be brought out to the public, because there's no doubt in my mind, do you have appearance of conflict? Because if this deal doesn't go through, they're going to lose substantial interest that they've already begun investing in 2004.
Oh, sure.
And this is what needs to be discussed right there in the Senate. Who's getting what out of this deal? And we won't get into disclosure, because I brought up to Rick about the disclosure process, and this is how they take care of their wives, their brothers or sisters and family members. And you don't have that with federal worker. A federal worker, when he discloses, he's got to disclose even people in the military, who's in the agencies, and blah, blah, blah. But see, they don't have that disclosure process with people in Congress, and that's got to change immediately.
Well, there's no doubt we need to bring our elected leaders under control of the American people. There's no doubt.
But see, this is the point, Curtis. They have different rules and regulations for the people that serve them. And they expect the people just to take, you know, why do they have different rules and regulations and no oversight? And meanwhile, they have the strictest oversight over the citizens. Now, do you see a disconnect in this story?
Well, yes, we all do.
And it's been going on for a number of years. You know, Benjamin Franklin himself said that the Constitution probably should have had a sunset on it for the fact reason that we need to readjust the government about every two generations, for the government itself becomes a threat to the nation. I mean, even our founding fathers are way back in the day realized that the threat that would come to our nation as a result of power of
people should never fear their government. The government should fear its people. That's what we need to continue to instill.
Our biggest enemy is the media in this country. The media has yet to report what President Bush signed on April 24, 2005, which was the Security Prosperity Partnership.
Ma'am.
And the point being, as you know,
they even denied it even took place.
Yeah.
Well, it's only on a governmental website, fpp.gov.
And on May 9th, Directive 51, and all of this totally ignored by the press. Okay. Well, we got to move along, Leslie, but, you know, your encouragement and your fire in the belly is important for people to hear.
Well, they will hear my voice tomorrow. Both of you can be reassured.
We thank you so much for that, and we encourage all Americans
Amen.
To do that tomorrow.
Thank you,
Leslie. All right, and the number again to call, 877-851-6437. Toll number, you can dial as well, 202-224-3121. And let's move along now. We have so many calls, but I do want you to talk a little bit about how people can help you and come to these rallies and so forth. And we will have time if you can stay with me. Gary in Tennessee is next. Hello, Gary.
Good evening, gentlemen. I've been kind of multitasking, so I've missed bits and pieces of what's going on.
Okay.
But
well, you know the drill.
We're talking about immigration.
We're talking about illegal immigrations now.
Yes, illegal immigration.
Or invasions, however you want.
Yeah, it's an unarmed invasion, there's no doubt about it. Now, if you look at the past legislation that's been passed since Baby Bush got in office, we have been set up for a military fascist police state takeover.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. That's obvious by now. And if you dump 40,000 illegal aliens, that's a total of 80,000. And if they can each one bring in 10 people, you're talking about 800,000 people.
Yes.
We've only got to, 250,000 people in the United States population?
250,000? Hello, Gary.
Yeah.
It's up to millions now.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, the bottom line is what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, I get the drift.
I screwed up. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I had a senior moment on my mathematics there.
That's what happens when you watch too much TV and you see this.
Well, I don't watch much TV.
Right.
Anyway, the bottom line is demographically wise, if you dump that many of a particular race into the general population. It's like what happened in Miami. I saw a bumper sticker that said, the last American to leave Miami, please bring the American flag.
Mm.
Now, you put that many people in, you're guaranteed a civil race war.
Doubt that this whole movement, this whole thing is actually pushing this country toward that very thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yes.
You're absolutely correct, and there is no doubt, and there's some evidence that this is already just taking place. Let's go back to just this past weekend in Austin, Texas. Races boiled over right there, and a man lost his life. And that is being pushed on the American people at the will of the American government by not controlling its borders and allowing its country to be overtaken by one group of people. I mean, something you never hear about that is very important. It's certainly not in this bill. It's balanced immigration.
Can you hold me over for a second?
Yeah, just a second, because we got a lot of calls. All right, we'll be right back. Stay where you are, Gary and Bill and Joe and Al and whoever else is on the line. We'll be back with Curtis Collier, USBorderWatch.com. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, here we are back again, and Gary in Tennessee, you're back. Gary, what did you want to add?
When you have this inevitable civil war between Mexicans and Americans, and then you couple that with the fact that all of our National Guard troops have been sent out of the country, they are going to deploy foreign assets into the country. Chances are most of those will be coming from the southern border. So this thing's just going to get really ugly real quick. Mm-hmm. And these people aren't that stupid. I'm just a simple old man out here in the country. I see it. Why can't these senators and congressmen see it?
Well, I think they do see it.
They're part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's the point.
Okay, Gary, you made the point good. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's move along now to Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Okay.
Well,
We're talking about all the government corruption. I'd like to take the flip side of the coin. I wanted to give you four reasons why the situation is not going to change in this country. And before I state them, I'd like to say there are notable exceptions. I think most of them call your show. I think I've heard them all call your show. The American people are stupid, cowards, immoral, and there's a fourth reason.
Look it up.
Well, I'll probably remember here in a second. Let me start with the first one, stupid. I mean, you just had somebody who talked to you there on the radio, and he didn't even realize that there's like 250 to 300 million people in this country.
Well, that was an oversight. I mean, that's not stupidity. I make those mistakes. We all do.
Right. Well, you know, there's people, the vast majority of the people that I come across in this country actually scorn knowledge and make fun of anybody who tries to learn anything or to try to acquire information. Oh, the fourth one, by the way, is selfish. Yeah, let me talk about that one. The American people are just concerned with their own personal issues. They don't give a damn about the country or about anybody else.
But, you know, it's not just Americans. It's historically always been the case as well, you know.
It has been. It's somewhat human nature. But in all fairness, and I believe for a long time Americans have been that way, but I believe we may be turning the corner. Look at the response that we've had to the calls to our senators. I believe that a lot of American people are beginning to wake up. But what you're bringing forward is a very serious problem that the American people basically sit on their hands. Mm-hmm. We are not an action country. Mm. We are a reaction country. And I believe that what you are saying in some forms are exactly true, and it's definitely a threat to our nation, our own selves, because of sitting on our hands. I mean, there is some legitimate cause to what you're saying there.
Let me talk about the immorality issue here. I mean, all these judges and legislators and attorneys and all these people that commit these heinous acts are welcomed in the so-called godly churches of our country, which are anything but godly. I mean, they're farcical criminal organizations, basically what they are. In fact, it's so bad that, I mean, me personally, I question whether even there is a God. You know, if there is a God, then, you know, what's he doing now, just standing around watching all this hell?
Yeah, I know. You brought that up before.
Right. So I won't digress there. I mean, you see Bill Clinton, you know, walking in a church after he slaughtered all the people down there in Waco. And, you know, Cheney and Bush killed all those people in 9/11, and killed more American soldiers. And I mean, the American people are basically fit for the slaughter. And
well, I think we can agree with you on that, Bill. But you know, there are enough of us, and a minority, as Curtis said, 10% that can change the course of history. We have to remember that, and that's the important thing, is that we have to really come back to the founding fathers and the scriptures and get back to the truth to know where we are. And if we do that, and the American people can see that evidence of that, then there will be change, man. I mean, you don't just throw your hands up and quit, because that is not right either. And we have to combat that view, you see, that attitude. As tempting as it is, I understand it. We just cannot do that now. Otherwise, we might as well fold the tent tonight and just quit entirely.
Right.
Well, we can't do that either. We can't let them walk into this like a cakewalk. We have to make them, you know, really have
They got to pay the price every step of the way.
I don't want to say the words, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. Okay, well, I appreciate you letting me talk here. I'll
all right, thank you. Okay, Bill, but don't give up. Don't give up. All right, Bill.
All right,
thank you. Speaking of that, before we take the quick break, people can contact you at your toll-free number, I believe. Isn't that right, Curtis? Curtis Collier? Curtis?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
They can always contact us through the website, which is the U.S. Border Watch website, which is usborderwatch.com. And then, of course, we have our 1-800 number. They can also contact us for them. We definitely encourage you, because we like to hear from people so that we can get back to them. And that number is 1-800-759-9231. 0948.
All right, and that way they can also be kept abreast of all of the upcoming events, like the demonstration against Johnny Sutton, the rallies, everything that's going on. You're even having, a get-together, a picnic of some sort. So,
absolutely.
All right.
We believe in getting it all together and getting the Patriots together in this country.
All right. Okay, as long as we don't meet, eat, and retreat. That's all.
That's it.
Okay, we'll be right back with more calls just ahead on the program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
And we're back now, and again, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you about this organization, U.S. Border Watch. You definitely, have heard, those of you who've listened to me long enough, have heard our guest, Curtis Collier, on a number of times, at least once or twice, and Steve Mason and John Clark and so many others. My goodness, we've had them all on, and we even had Gary Brugman on just a few weeks ago, Curtis, and we've had Mr. Ramos's father-in-law on, Joe, and
it's fine Americans here.
Happening. Oh, these are great. These are the real patriots.
These are the real patriots, and they have been touched in a very unexpected way by their country, but yet at the same time, these are the same people who stand up weekly in defense of their country
right.
as well, because they know it is not the nation that is at war with them, but our elected leaders. And
unelected leaders.
Yeah, that's right. And this one particular, of course, U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton, which there is no doubt has to have some sort of agenda.
Oh, there's no question. He's got interests here.
Yeah, let's just talk about the Gary Brugman case,
sure.
For example. What he went to prison for was simply nothing more than pushing a suspect, five illegal aliens, two Border Patrol agents. Guy refuses to get up, refuses to stay on the ground, and he literally puts his foot in his back and pushes him to the ground, which is something every Saturday night on Fox television when we watch Cops
mm-hmm.
happens every Saturday night on television that we witness, and those policemen don't go to prison for it. This is a war declared on American law enforcement along the border by a single man.
Hey,
a U.S. Attorney, Johnny Sutton.
You get the president having people arrested if they step outside of a free speech zone and happen to be in the wrong place with a sign. My goodness. And we're talking about a man that puts his foot down on someone who's attacking him?
That is correct.
I mean, this is the bizarre nature of what we're talking about. This is how completely flip-flop a country we have become, you see?
We certainly have. And I mean, for anybody to deny that there is a direct attack on our Border Patrol agents by our Justice Department would be naive. I mean, there is no doubt that it's going on. Just look at the types of prosecutions that there's been. And the fact that this rally that we're going to have on this coming weekend, the June 30th, at, in San Antonio in front of Johnny Sutton's office, this is going to be attended by hundreds of police officers, not holding there in riot control, but literally standing beside American citizens demanding that Johnny Sutton be removed from office. These are law enforcement officers. The law enforcement community itself is outraged by this, and they say enough is enough and stop waging war against our law enforcement authority for the sole purpose of selling out our nation.
Yes, amen for that. So people can come to that rally in San Antonio this coming weekend, June 30th, right?
Absolutely, and they get directions and stuff directly on our website, which is usborderwatch.com. We would certainly love to have everyone there. We're expecting about 1,000 people. We believe it will be an outstanding event. There will be representatives, of course, from the Ramos family, the Confion family, Gilmer
Hernandez
yes. family. Certainly, Ashley is a wonderful young lady. I got the opportunity to meet her last week at a rally that we had at the state capitol, and a young lady that was so shy at one time has been forced into the spotlight of the entire nation. And standing feet from her and watching her tell her husband's story was one of the most traumatic things I'd ever seen in my life. But this woman's body was just quivering with emotions and with fear and with anger to the point where I thought she would collapse on stage. We literally had to assist her to keep her from doing that simply because it is all bottled up and she don't understand why her nation, as the elected leaders of her nation, I should say, came down on her husband for doing nothing more than his job, which in her husband's case, Gilmer Hernandez's case, fired on a vehicle loaded with illegal aliens, attempting to run him down. And one of the illegal aliens was wounded inside the vehicle itself that tried to run him over. And then we sent him to prison for it. It's just an unconscionable thing in this nation, and certainly something that we would not expect. If you watch news very often at all, you see police officers fire on fleeing vehicles all the time. These police officers don't go to jail for it. And in this particular case, this was taking place within inches of his body when the vehicle passed by him. It's not like he was, you know, 50, 60 yards from him firing on a vehicle driving away. They were within inches of his body.
Well, that's right. Absolutely. But at least I have an explanation as to why the media just do not have time to talk about impending disaster and destruction of this bill that's now in the Senate tomorrow. We have very important issues that are really making such important waves in America.
I'm seeing it coming across the board right here.
I mean, we've got presidential scholars talking to Bush about torture. We've got Dry Cleaner winning a $54 million suit over pants. We've got, the issue of reduced charges in school beating.
Hilton will be released from jail tomorrow.
I mean, we have the court loosening limits on election ads. We have things like a boyfriend charged in mom's murder. We have important issues like sextuplet. Mom is overwhelmed. These are the real impacting important issues. You understand now?
You know, when 24-hour news came on, there was this big controversy that they would never be able to fill a 24-hour news segment. There's just not enough stuff happening. Well, it's amazing how they have found so much stuff not to
report on. There you go. And this is just from MSNBC, my goodness.
Absolutely. I mean, it is an amazing thing with 24-hour news.
Right.
And you can sit down, and by the end of the day, you could give the newscast yourself because it's a constant repeat of the same thing. And 70% of that is nonsense. It's Paris Hilton getting out of jail.
Yeah.
It's something about the war. It's something about this, that, or another, but it's never about saving the sovereignty and the freedom of our nation.
This is a disaster for the United States, and it is a totally important issue that dwarfs all other issues on center stage, so it's being largely ignored.
By far, and let me state this, including the war.
Of course.
This is much more important to the sovereignty of this nation than the war before, or it matters no difference.
Well,
the American soldiers accomplish in Iraq, if we lose the country, in right here in the homeland.
Well, that's where the action is, right here. And where are the troops? Over there. All right, let's take another call. Joe, hello, Joe in Rhode Island. Hi.
Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Rick. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Curtis.
Go ahead.
How you doing, Joe?
Go ahead.
Curtis, Lumpkin County, is that anywhere near the Natchez Trace Parkway?
What was the county?
Lumpkin.
I am not familiar with the location of that county.
Are you from Lumpkin?
No, I'm not. I was from what you're referring to is when they asked me where I was born at. I was from Lufkin, the small town.
Oh, Lufkin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said Lumpkin. Okay.
That's all right. That's okay. That's close enough.
Curtis,
I'm going to pass a few things by you. Feel free to comment on any one of them. Just going to do this quickly. In Matthew chapter 10. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
It is referred to that in the end times, a man's enemies would be those of his own household. The context of that is taken from Micah, chapter 7, verse 1 to 6. And, of course, household here in this context was on the third level would be the house of Israel. And the house of Israel is... for the most part, America and the Christian nations of the world, I just don't know who they are yet. They're finding out slowly, though. And many of the leaders, some of them even know who they are, but they're falling right into this scenario. And the next thing I'd like to bring out is that drugs are financing the one world government. This is the way that the world government is actually... bringing equity to all nations of the world. And my documentation for that, of course, is Revelation chapter 18, verse 23.
Well, there's no doubt that that drugs are playing a large role in sponsorship of not only the One World Order, but let's face it, also plays a large sponsorship in terrorism, too. But it is not the only commodity. Oil plays a big part in both of those as well, in the way that it's traded today in the world. Who has the oil, who controls the oil, and who wants the oil. And that those two items right there is a huge part of this one world global community, so to speak, as you say. But there is no doubt that the amount of money generated in the drug industry is certainly funding a lot of it on both the one world order side as well as the terrorism side.
Now you can see why these strange happenings with the border guards are going on. This is a lot larger than we even think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I think you're absolutely correct there, Joe. That it's much larger than certainly what we want to believe. Anyway, there are a few people, and I'm certainly a large number of them that's listening to us tonight, beginning to figure out what that bigger thing is. For years, I've been hearing people say something bigger than this, something bigger than this. Well, I think we know what that big thing is, and it's basically the One World Order, North American sure. Union, so forth and so on. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
But it's also a satanic order that's being built. You see, it's a spiritual war. I think that's the real issue here, is that we're not fighting against armies that are flesh and blood anymore. Now we're fighting against powers and principalities, as the scripture says, you see?
I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think that is true. Now, to what point and to where we are at the close to the near of ends of time,
right?
Only one person knows that. But I do believe that this world is certainly entering some times of challenge,
tribulation.
Certainly so. And to what depth we will fall into that, I think is a lot determined by the old world itself and the people of it.
Yes.
I believe if we continue to travel down the road that we've been traveling down for the previous decades, that we will end up right there, right in the middle of Revelations. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I believe that if the world's people also adjust themselves, in lack of a better word, those times can be replaced. They can be put in further down the road.
Set their spiritual house in order, as the man says.
Set the spiritual house in order. That is absolutely correct, and that's what absolutely a lot of it is absolutely about right there. And it's powerful. It is very powerful. And with this nation, this world, when that day comes, it's not a United States issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
that's
world.
Right.
The sun has risen around the entire globe, and we're all going to have that time of reckoning.
Okay, Joe.
Well, you know, Jesus said that those I love, I chasten. And I think we're being chastened right now. And in actuality, we're being awakened at the same time.
Correct.
You know, it's chastisement, but it's good for you.
Yes,
you know, a child loves chastisement. I kind of like chastisement because it gets me right.
Okay.
Especially with him.
Let me chastise you.
one more quick thing, Rick.
All right. I'm only kidding.
Southwestern United States, Curtis, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, Texas. There are many. I study many petroglyphs in those areas. Los Lunas Mountain is one of the famous ones that is in that New Mexico area, 32 miles south of Albuquerque. Many of those petroglyphs reveal in different languages the fact that the 10 lost tribes of Israel, who wrote for the most part in ancient Hebrew, left their markings all over that area. There's different writings and sayings and astronomical
inscriptions
right.
that
reveal the timing of the date in which these people walked that land. And that was pre-BC. Many of them were 100 B.C. To 300 B.C. So the 10 lost tribes of Israel, the so-called lost tribes, God knows exactly who they are and where they are. And no doubt they were planted in this country because this country was so blessed in such a short period of time. And this area... is in challenge now, and many of these sites would probably be destroyed as to the fact. But we have it all on tape.
Mm-hmm.
It is all documented. It is all on tape. But it just goes to show you that we have to realize that Jesus said, if these hold their peace, the stones would immediately speak out.
Mm-hmm.
And the stones do speak. We just have to know what language it's in and what we're looking for.
Right.
And they're all over the United States.
Okay, Joe, very good. Excellent.
So, one other quick thing, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah chapter 42:11.
Yep. Yep.
Be not afraid of the 11 verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 11.
Yep.
Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid.
Right.
Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord. For I am with you to save you and deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much for everything. And let's take Al in Texas quickly. Hello, Al. Hi, Al. Are you there, brother?
We all better get on the phone tomorrow morning because I just saw... report from Senator DeMint's office. He says they're about five votes shy right now of stopping the debate from going forward.
All right. Well, that's what we've been saying all night. Get on the phones all day tomorrow, right? Do
yep.
it. Do
so
it.
That,
every
I guess that means they've, what, turned about 27 senators around from 2 weeks ago?
They're twisting arms right now like you've never seen.
Oh, absolutely.
Dick Cheney, George Bush, the Democrat, they're moving, literally moving mountains to push this and ramrod it down our throats.
Oh, yeah, they're finding stuff on in people's background all the way back to high school at this point.
Well, do you think we stand any better chance in the House now?
Well, it's already passed the House.
The whole thing has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're at the where the rubber meets the road right now.
What was Tancredo referring to last week when he said that it could be smashed in the House?
You talking about this House, this Senate
the
bill?
The amnesty bill, yeah. He was referring to something. He said that the bill could be defeated in the House.
Was that the bill he was talking about that he passed against Sanctuary
mm-hmm.
City?
Yeah,
that he
yeah.
was bringing up a big Sanctuary City, which that mm-hmm. bill has really not passed. It passed in committee, but it's still got to go to the full House.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a wonderful thing if it would pass, but it means absolutely nothing if we lose the Senate bill, because the Senate bill would immediately avoid that bill. There would be yep. no such thing as a Sanctuary City. If everybody's legal, it doesn't matter. There are no illegal.
Yeah, these are separate pieces of legislation.
They're two separate pieces of legislation,
right.
But one would actually squash the other one. I certainly hope that we can hang on and win this. Or turn back and then stop closure, because this nation depends on it. And we are within less than a turn of the clock of knowing where the future of this nation is going
to
be.
Yeah, if it goes to, if the debate carries on, I think it's going to be, they're going to approve the bill.
Oh, I totally believe that it's won or lost with cloture.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be the second time in as many weeks. So
okay.
Let's hope that they fail at closure and they kill it that way. All right.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Again, the encouragement. We'll be back to remind people again what to do, and we'll take another call. So stay tuned for more of this lively edition of Uncensored Radio. Free America, Rick Adams.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark.
For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Hey, we're back again with Curtis Collier, and their number is at the U.S. Border Watch is 800-759-0948. And the numbers to call, among others, these are the two main numbers, again, that we've been telling you to call, are 877-851-6437 to Washington. And then the toll number, if you can't get through, 202-224-3121. You tell these senators, each and every one that you can speak to, that we will not accept a compromise. Kill the bill. Kill this bill and all of the amendments that come with it. No, absolutely no amnesty proposal under any conditions, or they will need amnesty, these senators. All right, final call. Henry from, is it Henry? It's Henry from Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yes, hi. By the way, give the bill number. What's the bill number? Do you
the
know?
Bill, yes, go ahead. I'll let you say it if you wish. Curtis?
Let me check and see if I even have. Go ahead and give it to me if you have it. I'll actually upset the.
All right.
Driving that
okay.
Road, you know how that
the
goes.
Bill is. Wait a minute. I've just lost it in my hand. But you don't need the
believe
bill.
Believe me,
number.
If you tell them the amnesty bill, they'll know exactly what you're talking
it's 18,
about.
All right. It's 1845.
I believe. 1845. That's correct.
No, I'm sorry. It's 1348. What am I saying? It's S 1348. That's the bill.
1348. That's even.
I apologize.
Okay. 1348.
See, now I'm slipping.
Okay.
All right.
It
does all right.
Well, you know,
I'm getting angry. That's why.
Well, yeah,
losing you're control. Go ahead, Henry.
Well, you ought to get angry. I disagree with that guy though before that called, even though he sounds intelligent, talking about that stuff is good for you and this country deserves it. Or you know,
Bill.
It,
yeah.
Oh yeah. And the other guy talking about something with Americans and they're immoral. And first of all, I disagree with that. I don't think this country should be more involved in any religious and moral stuff than Denmark or Switzerland or Iceland. Or
all right, you're permitted to disagree.
Yeah. Well, any of those countries.
Sure.
But because they take better care of their, not necessarily the government. I'm talking about the people. Not
yeah,
the
I know
government.
What you mean. I
they
understand.
Take much better care of their own people and nationhood than we do. We got people that think we should open up borders to every. Millions of people, every race and color and creed.
Well,
and
it's infecting Europe, too, to most of the extent, you see.
Yeah, but they're up for voting for this bill tomorrow, is that it?
It could be. Could be any moment tomorrow.
It could be.
This week, they'd like to be able to do it before the recess, 4th of July recess.
I mean, it would when is the recess? After this Friday, the recess is over.
Wait a minute, hold on. Let Curtis finish. Go ahead, Curtis.
I said it would surprise me if these people don't try to pull this vote off in the middle of the night.
Oh, I mean, but as long as there's a quorum there, I suppose they could, right?
I wouldn't surprise me.
Nothing they
well,
do surprises
me. Well, you know, they did that back in 1913 with the
Federal Reserve. Yes, the Federal Reserve, the income tax.
Yeah, but isn't that illegal now? Wasn't there a law passed between 1913
illegal.
And now that they can't do that?
You know better than that, Henry. You know they don't care about law, period.
Yeah, that's true. I guess so.
If they don't get caught with their pants down, really and truly, they don't care.
And in some cases, even when they do, they think they should be given a pass.
Yeah, like Clinton, with his pants down.
Right, but the recess is this Friday.
Sure.
After this Friday, the recess starts.
More that than likely,
correct.
Could go
right,
into
now,
the
when
weekend.
When do they go back to work? September, October? When do they go back to work?
In August. September,
August.
I believe.
Right after Labor Day.
After Labor Day, actually.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll let you go. All
thank
right.
you, Henry. Keep up the good work. 1348, that's the Senate bill. All right, and, Curtis, has been a very lively night, as usual. Thank you for spending the last 2 hours with us.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
All right. Keep up the great work.
Oh, and you stay in the fight yourself. God
we
bless
will.
You. God bless your family. God
Amen.
Bless this great
Amen. Day. Amen. Good night now.
Thank
tomorrow
you.
Night, we have on Reverend Lindsay Williams to tell us some more depressing news. Don't miss it. Tomorrow night on the program. Same time, 9 o'clock Central, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night.
with